Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it has become a big part of the agricultural economy, and that is agritourism. And fall is one of the biggest times a year for agritourism.
You're right. It is becoming a bigger part of agriculture, and it blends so many things. It blends agriculture and tourism. It's kind of like, duh, thus the word. But you're right. The fall is when the corn mazes are so prevalent, pumpkin patches, all the things. People just like to get out to the farms, and it's a great time just to talk about it a little bit more.
Absolutely. And becoming an agritourism farm is really becoming easier than it once was.
Well, we made a commitment in the Department of Agriculture to make it easier. We placed a person in charge as director of that, Jackie Moore, earlier this year. And her first year task is to assess where we are as an agritourism industry, how to bring people together so that those more experienced in the business can help others, but really just to facilitate opportunities for those who want to get into agritourism as a part of their product mix on the farm.
It really is a nice boost to the local economy, and not just necessarily for agriculture. It bleeds over several different areas.
Well, when people come out, obviously, to make any trip to wherever you're going, they're always spillovers, just like last weekend's football games all over the place have tremendous impacts because of the number of people buying all of the things they're buying. And the same holds true that when people go out to these locations, the agritourism sites, just the trip itself, if there's not a meal opportunity there at the farm, then our local, more rural-based restaurants are seeing some of that traffic. It's sort of the one part of the farm-to-table emphasis that so many people have for their families. They get to go out to the farm to see where it starts, and then they'll look for a table nearby to see that he maybe has bought something from that farm. So, again, just tying this connection to agriculture with a new sense of bringing people out to farms, letting parents educate children, and sometimes we're educating parents, but all of that's just a great movement that we see taking place in South Carolina.
Now, if someone from the general public is interested in finding an agritourism farm near them, where can they go to find that information?
Well, they go where we always send them, and that is to agriculture.sc.gov, and you'll see a new logo, very similar to the Certified SC Grown, but it's about agritourism, farm fun, I think it says on there. So the new website that we had to push back just a couple of weeks will have very easy access to finding some places where your listeners can take their families.
Absolutely. All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.